Count Olaf was gone.
Where did he go? Where did they all go?
The Baudelaire youngsters looked around and saw that not only had Count Olaf vanished, but his accomplices, the wart-faced man, the hook-handed man, the bald man with the long nose, the enormous person who looked like neither a man nor a woman, and the two white-faced women, had vanished along with him.
They must have run outside while it was still dark.
Mr. Poe led the way outside, and Justice Strauss and the children followed. Way, way down the block, they could see a long black car driving away into the night. Maybe it contained Count Olaf and his associates. Maybe it didn't. But in any case, it turned a corner and disappeared into the dark city as the children watched without a word.
Blast it, they're gone. But don't worry, children, we'll catch them. I'm going to go call the police immediately.
Violet, Klaus, and Sunny looked at one another and knew that it wasn't as simple as Mr. Poe said. Count Olaf would take care to stay out of sight as he planned his next move. He was far too clever to be captured by the likes of Mr. Poe.
Well, let's go home, children. We can worry about this in the morning when I've fixed you a good breakfast.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to tell you this, children, but I cannot allow you to be raised by someone who is not a relative.
What? After all Justice Strauss has done for us? We never would have figured out Count Olaf's plan without her and her library. Without Justice Strauss, we would have lost our lives.
That may be so, and I thank Justice Strauss for her generosity, but your parents' will is very specific. You must be adopted by a relative. Tonight you will stay with me in my home, and tomorrow I shall go to the bank and figure out what to do with you. I'm sorry, but that is the way it is.
The children looked at Justice Strauss, who sighed heavily, and hugged each of the Baudelaire youngsters in turn.
Mr. Poe is right. He must respect your parents' wishes. Don't you want to do what your parents wanted, children?
Violet, Klaus, and Sunny pictured their loving parents and wished more than ever that the fire had not occurred. Never, never had they felt so alone. They wanted very badly to live with this kind and generous woman, but they knew that it simply could not be done.
I guess you're right, Justice Strauss. We will miss you very much.
I will miss you too.
Her eyes filled with tears once more. The Baudelaire children each gave Justice Strauss one last embrace and followed Mr. and Mrs. Poe to their car. The Baudelaire orphans piled into the back seat and peered out the back window at Justice Strauss, who was crying and waving to them. Ahead of them were the darkened streets where Count Olaf had escaped to plan more treachery. Behind them was the kind judge who had taken such an interest in the three children. To Violet, Klaus, and Sunny, it seemed that Mr. Poe and the law had made the incorrect decision to take them away from the possibility of a happy life with Justice Strauss and toward an unknown fate with some unknown relative. They didn't understand it, but like so many unfortunate events in life, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it isn't so. The Baudelaires bunched up together against the cold night air and kept waving out the back window. The car drove farther and farther away until Justice Strauss was merely a speck in the darkness. And it seemed to the children that they were moving in an aberrant. The word aberrant here means very, very wrong and causing much grief. Direction. To my kind editor, I'm writing to you from the London branch of the Herpetological Society, where I'm trying to find out what happened to the reptile collection of Dr. Montgomery Montgomery, following the tragic events that occurred while the Baudelaire orphans were in his care. An associate of mine will place a small waterproof box in the phone booth of the Electra Hotel at 11 p.m. next Tuesday. Please retrieve it before midnight to avoid it falling into the wrong hands. In the box, you will find my description of these terrible events, entitled The Reptile Room, as well as a map of Lousy Lane, a copy of the film Zombies in the Snow, and Dr. Montgomery's recipe for coconut cream cake. I have also managed to track down one of the few photographs of Dr. Lucafont in order to help Mr. Hellquist with his illustrations. Remember, you are my last hope that the tales of the Baudelaire orphans can finally be told to the general public. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket.